It is on me. It's going bald. All right. Do you remember?
Ow.
The 21st night, December.
I think it's September.
Hello. Welcome to Respectfully Podcast. Some of you remember. I'm Andrea Allen.
I'm Lizzie Cassidy, and our guest today, hilarious comedian, friend in real life. He's got a special coming out August 23rd called Humble Offering. Check it out. It's Eli Yudin, everybody.
Hey, I'm here.
Didn't this I sound like a real podcaster when I did that?
100%. You are a real podcaster,
no,
buddy.
No, I'm a girl.
And I'm stanced up like this is a NPR. This is like a like what's it, Crossfires? That's a show. Like, hello?
Yes, hello. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. I love a Crossfire.
We're
energy.
Here to discuss the issues of the day.
It.
And there's a doggy.
Iggy's
here.
She's hiding,
but you'll see her if you watch the YouTube version. She'll pop up.
She loves me so much, it's crippling to my social life. It's
I know.
So
you really can't leave her alone, huh?
No, she doesn't like that.
She doesn't like that.
She does not like that.
She does not like
that. She barks. It's like a...
She barks.
Yeah.
It's, nasty little dog.
But she's like a metronome. Her sense of rhythm is impeccable. Because it's like when you leave a battery to change in a smoke alarm. It's that perfect.
Yeah.
It's like rough, 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 rough. And then that's for an hour. And you're
okay.
For the audiophiles out there, Iggy is a dog.
Yes.
A tiny, cute little black dog.
Yep, tiny, tiny.
Tiny, and teeny, tiny.
Does, like, bringing bitches over, is that weird? Does she freak out?
Well, despite, you know, my obvious energy, I'm not, you know.
You know also,
well, it's kind of a non-issue right now.
Here's the thing, is that I'm 35 years old and I'm on a healthy dose of Zoloft, so I don't really feel the
and
urge, to be honest.
You tell your apartment's on a rotating door of hose.
She doesn't like it. The one, the times it's happened, it's just like, you know, it's a classic dog thing of they're like, why can't I wrestle on the bed? It's
why
like,
is daddy hurting that woman?
I had a dog when I was in high school, and one time I snuck a boy into my parents' house after they were asleep. And we were like in the basement. My dog always had to be in the same room as me. Like her. Like if I would have woken my parents up if I left him in another room because he would have barked the whole time. So the dog had to be in the same room. And then we weren't even having sex, but we were like kind of making out, and this guy like started to get on top of me. And my dog bit him. And my dog had never bit anyone, and he freaked out, and I was like, good dog.
Good for
dude.
You.
Yeah. There's a stranger in the house on top of me. Bite him.
And you're naked.
And no, I wasn't.
Okay.
I mean, my parents were. And then my dad came downstairs and I was like, nothing.
I've been bitten in that situation, and it was clearly not like a friendly bite.
No,
like it left
no,
mark.
Yeah,
I was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Okay.
That's
yeah.
your beast. Your beast defends you.
Yeah. And the guy was so mad, and I was like, you should go. I love my dog. my bestie.
Yeah.
No, they're like, that was the thing, because it was like all the Zoloft stuff. Because I feel like we were at Sam Evans taping, and I think Dan Soder was talking about this. Like, because the thing, you get on Zoloft, they're like, it's going to kill your sex drive. And I was like, actually, that would be like kind of nice. Like, that would be, get it down.
Men
just to get rid of it.
Men in their 40s and late 30s are on the Zoloft. They're fucking, they're chilling. They're a lot easier to be around. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Let's neuter them.
Yeah.
Chemically castrate.
Shout out
everybody.
To my husband for the vasectomy.
I was thinking about this the other day. I can't be around guys I'm friends with if there's any level of horniness in the air whatsoever.
Yeah.
I was hanging out with a bunch of dudes I'm friends with the other day, and there was like two girls there with us that aren't comedians, and they're like classically trained hot girls.
Yeah.
Like blonde.
You love to see
Meisner
them.
Method.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. They are fluent in being hot.
Yeah.
And one of our friends was there who's like a pretty classically hot guy. And by that I mean he's 6'6".
Yeah.
And so the three of them were doing their own thing. Like the rest of us were being like in the corner.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the three of them were like being hot people at the bar, you know? But then I watched it start to become like a real thing where they might hook up, and I was like, I gotta get out of here.
Do
I don't like
private.
This.
Yeah,
do,
not
like,
in front of the institution.
I can't watch anybody do that anymore. It's gross.
And like God bless you, get like absolutely everybody get laid. Love it. I am gonna go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I'm not gonna stick around and be the girl who's like, yeah, and he's really funny too. Like that's not I can't do.
He's a great guy.
Oh my god, he's so nice to me, even though I'm like an ugly dumb truck.
When he's in the bathroom, you're like, girl, you gotta get on that.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, no, I'm just
a rapist and you didn't know.
Yeah.
Dude, I saw a comedian make out with a woman against disgusting. A wall and like a slight dry hump.
You're
going to
say against her will.
Yeah. I mean, it was a pretty evenly matched pair and they seemed to be equally into each other.
Yeah.
But I was like leaving the club and then I walked and I was like, is that? And I was like, hey guys. And he got all embarrassed and I was like, you should be.
I'm like too old to see people doing sex.
Yes.
Yeah. We all have apartments. Yes. You know what I mean? Go get out of here, dude. If you're like at a thing with your friends and you're about to make out with somebody, hit the bricks.
Yeah.
Absolutely go.
You should do it Hasidic style. You need to do it in like a closed room through a sheet.
Yes. Yeah,
I don't none of this anymore.
Yeah.
It's like the gutter is that because there's like the shows in the back and they go to the front and you're like waiting for a drink. And there's always some 23-year-old talking to the 23-year-old.
Yeah.
And I'm like, neither of you even have interests. Just fuck or don't. Like, don't waste, don't make me watch this. Like, you know immediately.
Yeah, I was at a comedy party at the gutter the other day, and this guy, another guy who is a comedian but is not really friends with the group of people I was with, happened to be there on a date.
Oh, God, why would you bring people?
Yeah, God.
I know. I think, I've never seen him there before, so I think maybe, like, he didn't.
No.
But then he like I could tell that he was staying, or maybe I'm wrong, but it seemed like he was staying because he thought maybe somebody would be like, oh hey, so and so, I know you from comedy, and that's like a good look,
a good flex.
And then it didn't happen once. I think I was the only person there who recognized him, and I don't know him well enough to say hello. Like, it's just two completely different worlds of comedian. And so then we like I just had to like watch this guy be on a date, and like the girl came in and they hugged and I was like,
a passionate makeout, there's nothing more disgusting than that.
Yeah,
I would rather see you fuck than passionately kiss.
I'd rather see you fuck than like do the line where you see if she wants to go home with you. That that is like bone chilling to
watch
me.
Someone you know go in for a kiss.
The closed eyes lean in. I'll throw up on your shoes, dude. Fuck you.
If you're touching the back of her head tenderly, I'm leaving.
And these are whole things you should do.
Yes.
Just not where I can see it.
Just not in front of me. Yucky.
Yeah.
There's like, I mean, I don't even get the people who are like, for me, like comedy, if I'm like dating or whatever, like I divulge that it's like a third date and it's like I have a STD. It's like I do this.
I manage it with medication.
It's only occasionally you'll see it when it flares up. But for the most part, it won't be a problem.
It's not contagious.
It's not gonna be a part of our relationship. But
unless
also if you need to leave, I understand. Because there's like that's like a new comic thing, I think, when somebody brings a date to an open mic, it's like, are you stupid?
This is
like,
criminal.
Yeah. Every time I see a girl at an open mic that's there to watch some guy she's dating, I always want to be go up to her and be like, I could free you. You don't have to do this.
Don't have to do this. My
do you have like
never
a bomb in your spine?
Yes.
Is this like a suicide squad thing? You can go.
My husband's never seen me do stand-up comedy.
Perfect.
And my parents have never seen it, and one of them's dead, and he's not coming back.
My dead dad has never seen me do stand-up.
Definitely
anymore.
Not coming back?
I mean,
get the Book of the
Anything
Dead.
Anything could happen.
A little Necronomicon action.
Yeah.
My boyfriend has definitely seen me do stand up because right now I'm doing a kind of mean joke about him. So I had to be like, hey, man, I can't throw this away because I kind of need it.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to be okay with it. Yeah. But he's like, this is my girlfriend. She's an artist.
Oh, no, dude.
I feel like you're successful enough that it's cool. Like, there's nothing worse than someone pursuing an art form. Like, you date a musician, you go see them, and they're, like, fine if not bad. And you're they're throwing your whole life away for this?
And, like, just don't invite me.
Yeah.
I'll think you're good.
Yeah. Yes.
If I can't see it, I'll think... I mean, I definitely have. I had a show... I did a show in Germany, and, like... A fourth of the audience.
Love
comedy. Yeah. I know.
And sassy women.
And a fourth of the audience. Well, it was Berlin. So they were like, sassy women, bangs, we love you. But like a fourth of the
audience.
A fourth of the audience was my boyfriend's friends. And then a fourth of the lineup was my friends. And we were all traveling together. And it really felt like me and my friends were like, if you watch our little play, can we have a sleepover? we'll do our little choreographed dance so that we can stay at the bar longer.
Yeah.
And they all had to be like, yay, you guys did your little show.
Well, there is a lot of comedy now. There's basically a little choreographed dance. So, not surprising. There's like a lot of...
It was humiliating.
It's,
But you can't be like, you're like visiting someone in a city. You can't be like, no, you can't come to my show. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. You just have to be like, I hope it's a good one.
Yeah, that's even here. Like people visit New York. And it's also because you go to a show and, you know, like comics are like fully allergic to ever sitting down.
Yes.
Yeah. And so they want to be like, where do we want to sit? And I'm like, you can sit wherever. I'm standing in the back the whole time. If I sit down, it'll hurt me.
But
it'll
that also annoys me when like some guy comic will bring a girl he's dating to a show he's not on. Yeah. And then he makes her sit in the audience and he stands in the back. Go sit with her.
Yeah.
She's just watching a bad comedy show alone now. And people are like, comedians don't know she's with you. So people are being like, what are you here alone, you stupid bitch?
you dumb alone slut.
Yeah.
I'm even more like not this show. Like I remember I was looking for like a date and I had to find a dog friendly bar because as we said, very
can't be
attached.
Alone. Yeah. And we have that in common, by the way, me and her. I'll chew up all the furniture.
Yeah. Lizzie's always trying to get out of her crate. She shoves her arms through the walls.
And I wake up the neighbors with my barking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Pine Box. And I was like, I can't go to Pine Box just because there's probably comedians there.
Yes.
And also, I was like, I'm going to run into somebody.
Yeah. It's like a disease.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm going to run into somebody that's going to describe me as their friend. And then afterwards, I'm going to have to be like, I know that person said they were my friend.
Yes. And they're the worst.
I despise
thing.
Them.
Yes. yeah.
Don't judge me about that.
Yeah.
I barely know that person.
Comedians have no idea that they're not supposed to talk to you for 25 minutes when you're on a date. Yeah. Like, they'll just like pull up a chair. Yeah. And it's like, I went on a date once to Cobra Club, which is a bar that is cool, but sometimes has comedy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's cool and sometimes has comedy. Sure. Check out Cobra Club.
Yeah.
And but the guy suggested it. I did not. And it was when we used to run a show there. So I knew when comedy happened there.
Yeah.
And it was a day of the week when comedy didn't happen. So I was like, it's safe. And also it's kind of cool to like know the bartender.
Sure,
you know,
especially
so I was like,
that place.
I was like, it's like fun. Like I walk in there like, Lizzie. And I'm like, yeah, I'm like a cool dive bar girl. So I go on this date there and unbeknownst to me, first time ever, there's an open mic that night.
Great.
So I'm like sitting at the bar with this guy, and then like 17 people I kind of know in a line file out.
Watch you flirt.
And it's an open mic, so it's not the successful ones.
Exactly. It's all people being like, I haven't seen you in 4 years. And you're like, I know. Yeah. But I didn't like him, so I wasn't flirting. I actually was kind of like, hey, guys, come on over.
Oh, my God. Can I do five?
Yeah.
I've also had, because, you know, alcoholism has a pretty significant reach into the comedy community. Yeah. I've been to a bar on a date, and there's been a comedian there that was drinking alone.
Yes.
And then was like, I'm going to hang out with you guys.
I'm on this
like,
date
visibly
now.
Drunk.
Yep.
And I have to be like, oh, I'm really close
this
with this
guy.
This is why I had to move out of Bushwick.
Yeah.
One time I left my apartment to go get coffee, so I looked crazy. I was wearing like fuzzy slippers and like a bonnet. I looked insane.
Oh, yeah.
And I ran into four people that I know.
Dude, one time I walked out to get a Domino's pizza delivery. So we're at.
Good
that's,
God.
Good
I don't even
Christ.
Like smoke weed a lot, but I was like, this was one of my nights. So I was like, and I am a lightweight as shit when it comes to weed. And so I was like crushingly high, picking up a disgusting Domino. It was like the 2-for-1
Go
deal.
Off.
So there were two pizzas.
Queen.
And
two pizzas alone.
Yeah.
At the moment of the handoff. Very funny comedian, Terrence Hartnett.
Oh my God. Healthy guy.
Classically
healthy
handsome.
Guy.
Guy who's never eaten two pizzas by himself ever.
And got cancer.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey. And I'm like, I think I literally was like, I am very
I can't.
I can't.
Let me say this respectfully. If you run into a specifically girl you know and her hair is in a ponytail and she's not wearing makeup and she looks.
And she's got her house shoes on and no bra.
Don't. Say hi.
She's not. Yeah. She's not ready.
Don't say hi.
She isn't ready.
Even if you look me right in the eyes and then you do a nod and you leave, hero.
No, I don't want to know I was seen. Yeah. I disagree. Go.
Okay.
Cover your eyes.
Dive.
Cover your eyes. Look away from me like I'm fucking Medusa. Yeah.
Dive in front of the train.
It's
so
like wearing
I don't
a
see
necklace
it.
With one of those like hotel do not disturb.
Yes.
So it's just like I'm not. And like borderline, this isn't my planned respectfully. Like borderline respectfully, though, because I you're talking about that. There's a coffee shop near me that I go to, and I go there because I live near it, and I go to get coffee when I wake up, and so I'm in like the bodega fit. I'm in like a big
your hair's
free
in a ponytail.
T-shirt,
big free T-shirt hair, little
my
ponytail.
My one hair is in a ponytail. And I'm wearing
gym shorts,
flip flops,
dick
out, two
dick
different
and balls,
dick and balls
out.
Not in a bra.
That, there is the male version of not a bra, which is just sweatshorts.
No briefs.
With,
yeah.
We've seen you. And
we know. Yeah. We know all about no bra, dick
and
balls.
We do a triangulation calculation based off the outline.
And then, like, yeah, like flip-flops, like two different socks. I don't care. And I go to this, and it's like a cool coffee shop, and everybody there is dressed up.
Yeah.
No.
And it gets so, it makes me want to, like, turn around, like, an old, and I'd be like, it's uncool that you're dressed up in here.
Yes.
Take your bleached eyebrows ass out of here.
Yeah,
this
like
is
you
for
think
slops.
It makes you seem more New York to be like all fashionable in here. It's more New York to just, this is your coffee shop. And you go in here and fucking wearing crazy
you're a
townie.
Shit.
Yeah. Or like look cool without being, like you can wear sweatpants and a t-shirt and look cool if you're cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like if you're a cool person, you'll look cool in sweatpants and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, damn, that's the coolest bitch in this coffee shop.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But if you're wearing like a kitten heel in the coffee shop, dude, I'll kick your chair out from under you. Fuck
wearing,
you.
They're like platform boots and it's just like, it's Bushwick. Fucking.
Okay. Now let me say, as a former fashion girly and sometimes a bitch who dresses up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
If today was your day and you did this to be that bitch, I will give you a pass. But if you're doing it to seem
totally,
cool, there's a difference. There's someone who's like,
or if you're getting coffee on your way to a thing, then I'm like, wow, you're on your way to a really cool thing, and I respect you. But if you're on the laptop in the coffee shop
and you're
clicking,
looking at me like you pig slob, then fuck you.
Yeah. The one place I do this though is the airport. I think we've gotten a little loosey goosey with the airport attire, and I'm looking at you guys like you're respectfully. Some of you are fucking pigs in the airport.
I know.
Talk about when pigs fly. Come on.
We talked about it on like our podcast at one point. What a time to be live. Check it out. But
yeah.
It was like, there was this thing where people were like, you should wear comfortable clothes at the airport. And that went crazy. Crazy.
People
were
in there.
Jammies?
Like, dude, like Invader Zim micro fleece sweatpants.
Yes.
And it's like, this is crazy shit. Like, this is not, you know, like.
I saw a video of a girl getting kicked off of a flight for wearing a bra instead of a shirt. She was wearing a sports.
I was having a bad day.
She was wearing, She was wearing like a sports bra, but it was like fin straps.
Yeah.
And she was like a girl with big tits.
Yeah.
And she was wearing a bra and like leggings. And no shirt,
what
and she
plane?
Posted.
And
brother, it was Spirit. And she was like, she posted this thing, like everybody was gonna be like, how dare they? And most of them were. And I was like, no, they're right.
Yeah.
Like, you can't wear a bra in the sky,
no,
dude.
You can't.
Also, what if, like, what if you have to slide down that rubber slide thing? You know, what if you land in cold water? Put a fucking hoodie on.
Dying
the, tits,
of hypothermia.
The tits will act as a buoyancy.
No, because they were real.
Yeah.
And I could tell they were real because they were not very nice.
Strap those bad boys in. Fakes out only.
Like, it's just, and I'm going
to
say.
Still die of hypothermia. Just be two nipples pointing to the sky. Head underwater.
Yeah. She died doing what she loved, looking busted as hell.
And if I maybe playfully. I'm going to be playfully classist for a moment here, and I know how you girls like to tussle
they
in the comments.
Love to call you classist.
I know how you girls like to tussle, and listen, whatever, okay? I'm going to say it anyway. I happen to have lounge access,
ooh.
All right? It's not that hard to get.
A Centurion.
Have access to the Centurion Lounge
centaur.
As well as the Delta Lounge. Thank you, okay? I'm in the lounge. You look like pigs in the lounge, okay? And the lounge is a place where you gotta tighten it up a little bit because we're doing a buffet.
Throw
you know
on a blazer
I mean?
For the
it's
lounge.
Weird that you think a buffet is that fancy.
No, I'm saying
like,
because...
have you been to Old Country?
Yeah. I'm saying because it's not, you look crazy. Like, you look like buffet people.
Yes.
And my point is to help you. I don't think you'd like to look like a buffet person. So when you wear just like a nice fleece and a yoga pant, you look like you're like, oh my God, a buffet? I never do this.
Yes.
But some of you are in there being like, a buffet, the thing I do.
Yes.
And that's not fun. For you.
You're putting ladling
there's,
it into your
also
purse.
Stop bringing all your fucking kids in the lounge.
Stop bringing your fucking kids.
There's,
sorry, God.
No. There's, I don't have any access anywhere. But, except for Amtrak, which is nothing.
Also, all you have to do is buy a ticket.
Yeah. You're like, you can just sneak in.
Yeah.
But there's like, I've like hate read. There's like these like fucking subreddits of like the Centurion or whatever.
Yeah.
And it is like,
get me
they
on
get,
there.
They're getting
Lizzie's
like lightly fascist
there.
About
no, they, I, and I am.
No, there's a lot of posts where they go, they're just like, the quality of person has
okay, that's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy.
It's wild. They're literally like, I think they need to be put some more guidelines in place for who can come
That's out. Racism, for sure.
Eugenics in the Centurion
I'm
lounge.
Saying, if you want to be in the lounge, maybe don't wear the Cookie Monster pajama pant to the airport. That's all I'm saying.
The Cookie Monster is a force in the pajama pant world.
Or if you're going to wear a pajama pant, make it like an all-black pajama pant and throw on a little hoop. Throw on an earring. Yes. And then I'll be like, okay, cool, girl, welcome to the lounge.
You want
it
to be like a country club where they give you a blazer if you walk in?
No, I don't. I just want a little more decorum in the lounge is all I'm saying. And also, don't fucking unplug my phone from the outlet in the lounge. That is not lounge behavior. That's Gen Pop airport behavior.
I'm going to say this. If you need
we're building alligator Alcatraz in the airport.
You're going to put in the shoe. Yeah.
Don't clip this. I hate the way they talk to me.
Back at you. You shouldn't have to use the charger in the lounge. I feel like that's...
What if I'm having a big travel day? That's what the lounge is for.
You got to have big, expensive batteries.
Yeah. No, the lounge is for charging.
You got to have a fucking Remo goddamn big-ass battery.
The one or the one on the suitcase. Yeah. Love her. Yeah. Every time I see a girl with her phone plugged into her suitcase, I go, "Where are you from the future? Oh my god, obsessed with you."
The lounge is a place to now relapse and hate others.
The lounge is a place to relapse and hate sometimes others. Shower. Yeah.
They have a shower in there.
They have a shower
the
nice
in there.
Ones, and I'm saying we
it's
can't
like a reverse
have
truck stop.
Yeah, exactly my
and
point. Okay,
off.
Because it's like a truck stop. We have to dress like it isn't, or else it becomes a truck stop. You know what I mean?
Love a truck
stop. And me too, but not at the airport. Okay, we're flying. We're doing international travel. If there's a buffet and a shower and a private room for crying, I think I don't know what it's for. I think it's for either crying or podcasting. I don't know what it's for. But if we have all that going on, we gotta put on a comfy jean.
Mm. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The plane has become the bus.
The plane has become the bus, and I'm scared on the plane.
Yeah.
And I just
need
us all...
Because of the plane? Because it's in the air?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I think that's fair.
I just need us all to, like, just tighten up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Act like you've been here before.
Yeah.
When everyone's wearing pajama pants on the plane, you know, are you guys anxious flyers?
No.
I'm just anxious in general.
Okay,
but not particularly.
I don't know if you know this.
I'll say this, because maybe... I always respect when someone's like, I'm scared of flying, because I'm like, everyone's like, that's stupid. I'm like, explain how a plane works.
Right.
If you can't, then shut up.
Yeah, you're shooting.
Also, I'm an animal that was never meant to be in the air. Of course, my nervous system, because it's smart, is like, oh, no.
Yeah.
So my point is, anxious flyers do this thing where you look around the plane and you go, does this look like a group of people who'd be in a plane crash together?
Yes.
And when you motherfuckers wear your PJs, it does.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
It looks like we're going to have a little breakfast club moment in a field, and it's going to take 2 weeks for them to find us.
Yeah.
But if we all just dress kind of nice, it's like, this is way too boring to be on the news.
You're looking around, you see a guy with a briefcase checking his watch lot. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no. We're going to have to find out what we have in common.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to finally connect to each other.
Yeah.
I'm the fucking, what's her name? Allie Sweetie of the group. What is her name from the Breakfast Club?
I think so.
The one with the dandruff, the goth one.
The goth one.
I'm looking around. I'm
like,
oh, fuck.
Still insanely pretty, but like in
insanely
a different way.
Insanely pretty. And also, it makes no sense that her and the bad kid wouldn't have been the ones that fucked.
Yeah.
I get that they're trying to be like, it's actually the unexpected. No. They would have immediately started making out.
Yeah.
Doesn't the
I've been to detention.
Also, doesn't the nerd kid in that just never fuck anybody anyways, right?
They
pair up and he's like, well,
and he's like, and I learned to love myself.
And brother, wasn't that me in high school? I've got a great sense of humor, and me and boys not really working out.
Yeah.
Here's a story from me from high school, give you an idea of what kind of game I was slinging.
I would love to see what you were like in high school.
Oh, high school I was in crew, but I hated it. So I was just like ripped, but I was like sad.
Yeah.
And then,
scary.
Which is not different from now, so I'm just less ripped now. But in like middle school, I was walking and this girl comes up to me and she goes, I never see you talking to girls. And I go, well, I'm talking to you right now, aren't I? And then she walked away. Slayer. Yeah.
So you've always been on Zoloft,
huh? Yeah. Oh, I've always been on Zoloft. I also have a story from elementary school where I was like sitting on the playground. Everyone else is playing and I'm sitting and a teacher comes over and she goes, what's wrong? And I go, what? And she goes, oh. And then walks away. Needed Zoloft from day one. Yeah.
It's a weird guy.
That's the thing, like plane, like people on planes, Iggy's clued
just,
in.
It's okay. We're just riding.
You're just pointing at her.
Yeah.
It's a natural response.
Yeah.
Like the thing with like the pajama pants or like the sweatpants or whatever, I don't like to see, you can see what someone's body is shaped
Thank you.
Which is
too much.
Especially if you're a man who has hips. Sorry, girl.
This is like, this is a thing. I know people wear them, so my apologies to them, but the Allbirds shoes.
Yeah.
You can see people's toes through.
I know.
Them. You can
I
see
hate
their
that.
Toe knuckles poking up.
I like, hate that.
They're like rustling in there, like mice in a bag.
Yeah.
Like, get out of here.
You're not supposed to be comfortable in clothes, yeah. man. Just fucking put it away.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't mind seeing the general shape of your body, but if I can see every
corner,
every corner, crevice, nook, cranny, buddy.
I'm not dating
buddy.
You. Yeah. I will say, I did.
I don't want to see your belly button.
I once, when I, again, when I was a fashion bitch, showed up at the airport, still drunk, fur coat, sleigh.
Fun.
23, no care in the world. Full on alcoholism. Parents paid for my flight. It was like a nice airline. And the lady was just like, you look fucking great. I'm upgrading you to first class.
Yeah.
I was like,
that's the other thing, dude. If you want to get upgraded to first class, you got to look like you've been there before.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Unfortunately, hey, I don't agree with the classism of the airplane.
Seems like you do.
But fake it.
Yeah.
You
I
know?
Yeah.
Put on a fake gold hoop and a pair of jeans, and they might be like, hey, bitch.
Yes.
Get up here.
Yes.
I just never get any more sad because I used to get like the ogre upgrade of you get exit row seats because they just go like, you'll put your exit. But now exit row seats are like, which
the
seems
doors
illegal.
Fly off.
Also, it's like, you have
now
to,
the doors fly off, so that's over.
Ride the door.
But also, then be like, no, exit row seats are now just premium. And I'm like, well, so there's a bunch of rich people that are in charge of our lives.
Yes.
Like, you want me in the exit row, right?
Yes.
I can knock that fucking door out.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, can you open the door? Like, you fucking better believe it. That door's going flying.
Before I did comedy, I used to be like, comedians talk about flying on podcasts way too much. And now I'm like, no, they don't talk about it enough. There's too much to say about it. Okay. You guys, you got to figure out the airport.
You got to figure it out.
Well, what do you try to sneak through? I don't fly that much. What do you try? I think everyone has items that you know you're not supposed to bring them through.
I put the lithium battery vape in the checked bag. You're not supposed to do that.
Oh, no.
I'm doing it. Because all they do is ask you. They go, any lithium batteries in here? I go, no way.
Never met her.
Yeah. <ooh.
laughs> I try to do guns, usually.
Yeah.
Is what I'm trying to sneak through.
Flammable.
Yeah.
Those people who smuggle, like, little baby parrots, you know, whenever
they
arrest a guy. They're like, he's got eight
parrot
hummingbirds strapped to his dick. You're like, how are you fencing these even, dude?
Oh, like that episode of SVU where they smuggle a monkey in a basketball. Do you remember that?
No.
They put a monkey in a basketball and they're just like carrying the basketball through TSA.
Yeah.
And at one point the basketball's on the ground and it starts rolling on its own. And they're like, ooh, monkey in there.
That'd be so funny. Trying to bring it back and like dribble it. And it just goes down, hits the floor, and you're a monkey yell. And you're like, that's, nope, open it up. Cut it open.
Well, I brought up alcoholism earlier because I was trying to wedge my way into, you used to be a drunk and we love you for that. And you're sober now.
Yeah.
You did a great job.
Yes.
Eli inspired my favorite game as a sober person, and I want to share it with all the other sober people in the world.
Okay, I won't spoil it.
And I used to, when people get drunk enough, they forget where their belongings are, and you can easily take their belongings and move them to different places. Brother, you made me happier than I'd been in years, just putting your PBR in different locations in the bar. I stole your keys once.
Yeah.
I stole your phone.
I was going to say, you being like, oh, drunk people forget where their belongings are. When it's on the table in front of me, I don't know if that counts as forgetting where
I
was.
Yeah, when somebody steals it and hides it. I don't think you forgot.
The PBRs does nothing, because that's already, especially if you're a drunk, there's, and a bar in Bushwick, you're drinking. When you buy a PBR at a dive bar in Bushwick and you're drunk, you're not buying a PBR. You're buying a license to drink out of
anyone's
PBR.
Yes.
Near
point.
You and feels the right temperature is what you have.
Yes.
Like, so, yeah, I didn't notice that. But you'd steal my phone. I turned into, like, I was getting, like, very, I would, like, hang out with my hands on stuff.
I mean,
it was fun for both sides, though. I did
like it.
I felt like
you also inspired one of my favorite games to play, and you guys can do this too, where you draw somebody everybody knows and you have to guess who it is. And brother, it's so mean. Like someone will draw just like a nice photo of like a smiley face with a little bit of hair and nobody will know. And then they'll give it like a huge fat mole and everyone's like, we know that guy.
Thanks for letting us be mean to you, I guess is why, why I brought you here.
I had a good time.
You
did.
Congrats on the sobriety.
Hey, it's good. Lizzie, this is far too serious for this podcast. Just like,
hey, that's
I talked to you about a lot when I was quitting it.
Yeah.
We were talking about, and there's a lot of secrets. Like, one of the secrets is that it kind of rules, but no one will believe you.
T.
So,
what? Being drunk rules?
Being sober.
No one will ever believe
you. No, never. No.
Yeah.
I'll also say that this is always, I feel like I've told you this, like, the dry months are so not a thing. Like when people do dry something.
Brother, you are in a room full of people who are 0 for 3 on taking a dry
yeah,
month.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
Yeah.
But I always find, if like, for the people who do it to, like, prove to themselves, and this isn't, I'm not trying to
these
shit on
people who
are
motherfuckers infringing in our territory.
Yeah. But I'm also, this isn't coming to it from that place of being like, oh, amateur hour or whatever.
Yeah.
But people do it, and usually what happens is somebody goes, I need to take a break and see how it is. They white knuckle it.
Yep.
They sit at home the entire time.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then they're like, I hated it.
And then
like,
they go, it sucked and was hard.
Yeah. It's like, what you have to do is go to the bar and then talk to people when you're like, God, I want to drink something so bad right now. And then you're like, oh, it's not that bad.
Or God forbid, go to a meeting.
Yeah.
But,
God forbid.
But
there's
a
meeting
near,
I don't go to meetings. I'm not like, I don't do the program or anything. Yeah. But there's a meeting near me that the sign is fully in Spanish. I'm in a Puerto Rican neighborhood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the sign is fully in Spanish, not even both. And I want to go in there so bad just to chill. Just be like, I have no idea what anybody here is
but
saying.
But hi. Yeah, a lot of people do the, like, they take a break for a month and they do it the worst way.
Yeah.
The absolute worst way to be sober.
It, like, makes you more of a drunk.
Of course.
It cements how much you rely on it.
Yes. Yeah. And they, like you said, they just don't leave their house for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come up to you drunk a month later and they go, I don't know how you fucking do it.
Right.
And it's like, well, I'm here.
Yeah.
And
like, I figured it out.
I go for a nice walk.
I'm
and,
holding
like,
a seltzer.
Yeah.
And talking to a guy I hate. and it's just fine, brother.
It's like, and the other one that I hate that comes up once you get sober is the person, again, no fucking hate to people do it, but it's like somebody who gets drunk, they may not remember this, but they confide in you late at night that they want to get sober.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They maybe say they're going to take a break or whatever. And then here's the thing is, then for the next month, when they always start drinking again.
You're their sponsor.
No, because I don't care.
No.
Do you?
Yeah. Then they have to apologize to you.
Or they just avoid you.
Or they avoid you. And and now you're like, now you're weird.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't fucking care, man. Like,
I don't care if you drink or don't.
Yeah.
I couldn't care less.
Like,
it might affect my relationship with you, but I don't care.
I'll support you in it or whatever, but I'm also not going to tattle on you. Like, I'm not going to give you the talk. And like a lot of people, it takes a bunch of time.
Yeah.
So.
My boyfriend doesn't drink a lot, but he drinks. He drinks like a normal non-alcoholic person.
Yeah.
Like, he'll, like, if he goes out with his friends, he'll have a few drinks, but he doesn't drink, like, if we're just hanging out at our apartment.
Yeah.
And crazy to me, by the way. I'm like, there's booze here.
I know.
You can have it.
It's unbelievable.
But I'm like, there's alcohol in the mouthwash.
Unbelievable.
And he's, like,
stuff.
Holding my arms back.
Yeah.
In the crate. Going in the crate, Lizzie.
Nah, I'm good. Yeah. I'm chilling. But that was the other secret I told you, by the way. I was like, the other secret about being sober is once it gets easy, it's, like, pretty easy. But we're not allowed to say that.
Yes.
Yeah. You're not allowed to say that, but there does come a point where you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I just don't do it.
11 years.
Yeah. It like gets, but anyway.
And and you're like the like a drops, someone drops a beer and a drop goes in your mouth. You're like, I'm back, baby.
Yeah.
We're like, I'm at least, and it feels bad. I feel like I never want to claim like capital S sober because like I will like at dinner or on a date have a beer.
Mm.
And then, but I can't, if I have like two, I feel it in my spine where I'm like...
The click.
Yeah. The click.
Oh, and I'm like...
You know the feeling in your jaw when you're about to eat something really spicy?
Mm-hmm.
Like it like kind of tightens up and your mouth starts watering?
Yeah.
That's what I get.
Yeah.
If I have like two sips of alcohol, my jaw goes, let's fucking go!
Let's blow it up!
My body goes, you're going to throw up tomorrow. And I go, yeah. But anyway... So my boyfriend is like a normal alcohol person. He's got a normal relationship with alcohol, whatever. We went to a wedding last weekend.
Weddings are tough.
People get too drunk at weddings because they don't. It's not the same. It's an open bar.
Yeah.
And like you don't.
And they're kind of allowed because
you're totally allowed.
You get drunk at a wedding.
Yes.
There are people so hammered at my wedding. I love it.
And also like you have a drink, but then there's a toast. So someone hands you a champagne, and then it's like, well, you don't normally drink champagne, but then they serve wine with dinner, and you just get fucked up by accident a lot. So, and also I had to leave early. So then he was just there with his friends who all drank. So he got pretty fucked up at the wedding, which is totally chill. You know, like he was asleep by the time I got home. I don't care. But he got fucked up at the wedding. And then he woke up like in the middle of the night, blinding headache.
Yeah.
And I've gotten a note from him in the past that I'm not a naturally nurturing person, and that when people get sick or injured, I get angry at them, and I'm not.
Does their weakness disgust you?
Well, no, I've worked it out since the note was received. I've talked about it in therapy. I've been working on it. The thing for me is I don't like when men need things from me.
Sure.
Because it makes me go, what am I, your little wife?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You're a tiny little wife.
I'm just your stupid wife and I have to get you a water.
You want
to
be married to a little one inch tall woman?
I'm like, I'm a star. I'm kidding. But
That was powerful.
That was God.
Yeah, Lizzie changed the lights in here.
Yeah, maybe I am a star. No, but it just makes me do this thing where I'm like, it flares up all the stuff that made me not want to be in a relationship when I was in like a not healed person.
Yeah,
you know, like I'm like, this is too much. So I've received the note. I've worked on it. Boyfriend wakes up with a blinding headache. I'm like, this is my time to shine.
Yeah.
I'm going to put on I'm going to put on an Oscar worthy performance of a little wife, of a good girlfriend.
I'm
you
a
know?
Little wife, by the way.
Also, like he does everything for me and he never asks me for anything. So I'm like, today's the day. I'm like getting a cold compress and like putting ice in a Gatorade and being like, you know, like giving him and I'm not bringing up alcohol.
Not a single drop
saying,
of attitude.
I'm not saying, hey, maybe this is because you had a bunch more drinks than I'm not doing any of that.
Yeah.
I'm just being nice. And then on his own accord, he goes, you know, this headache is so bad. It's making me feel differently about alcohol. And I literally started dancing in our bedroom. I was like, yeah, we win, dude. And I was like, make you feel different. How?
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't think I'm ever going to get drunk at a wedding again. And I was like, yeah.
Congrats, dude.
I didn't have to bring it up. I got to be a good little wife.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get drunk at the next wedding.
That's how you do it.
I win.
That's how you do it.
It's all right. She loves it, actually. Yeah. That was, for me, part of it was, like, I didn't have also, people are, like, sad because I didn't have, like, a rock bottom. Like,
yeah.
I just
neither did
really
I.
Won't.
I did.
Yeah.
You did, buddy.
But it's, like, when you get to past 30, especially, it's, like, the pros and cons are just, like, hangovers are 2 days long.
It starts to get sad.
And it was just, like, it fucking sucks. And but people like, I don't know, people at weddings, I don't give a shit. That's also,
I don't
it's
give
like,
a shit, go
you're
nuts.
That drunk at a wedding. The problem is that I'm not drunk at a wedding and also on Wednesday night, like, or whatever.
Yes.
So, like, I don't care. And then also you get to feel good. Like, I went to a wedding and it's like, do you know how good it feels to give a hungover ER doctor an ibuprofen? Here you go.
My favorite thing about hungover people is even if they do have an okay relationship with alcohol, they hate to admit that that's what it is.
My husband's like, I'm gonna go for a walk. And I'm like, you.
My boyfriend loves to, he's like, he'll be visibly hungover and I'll be like, what are you hungover? And he'll go, no. But also, he doesn't do this, but other people do. They'll have like a headache and be nauseous and they'll go, I think I got sick last night.
Yeah.
And you're like, you suggest that maybe they're hungover and they're like, no, it can't be that.
I know hangovers.
It's the flu. And you have to be like, totally.
Or those people that are in like a level of cope where it's like, they're really specific about the color of alcohol they drink. They're like, I had brown liquor last night.
If you're counting your drinks or planning your finances around being able to afford food and booze, look in the mirror.
Yeah. If you're doing any sort of math that results in only beer or only liquor or no shots or shots of Fernet, which we both did for a while.
Oh, I love Fernet. Oh, my God.
Eli and I both have taken a Fernet turn where we were like, well, this isn't the same ABV as liquor, so I can take as many shots as I want. Yeah. And I like that it tastes like mouthwash and licorice had a baby.
I always knew that. I would just get it for people because I thought it was funny because people hate it. And I kind of grew to like it.
But you would get it for me and I'd be like,
But a lot of people didn't know. It's 40%.
Yeah.
And so people would be like, oh, it's nothing. They'd get so fucked up.
Yeah. But I would take shots of Fernet when I waited tables because a lot of like restaurant industry people do it because you can like, you're still going to get fucked up, but you can have like two more.
Yeah.
Then you can have shots of straight liquor. And I grew to love her. I love her.
Shout out to her.
Minty Fresh.
It's like a little, it wakes, this is some alcoholic shit. I have to go. It kind of wakes you up. That's what I would say.
Dude, it's been so long since I've remembered the nuances of each type of booze.
I love Miss Fernet.
I mean, I was a Long Island iced tea girl at the end,
that's
fucking crazy.
That's, by the way, for at the beginning.
Yeah, no, I know, but I was like, it's the most booze.
Dude, Long Island iced teas, I didn't touch him since like college or whatever. And I was like, you know, I drank too much, but like Lizzie said, it was usually fun. And then I just bumble my way home, and I was like 6'5", so nobody would do anything to me. And I had somebody as a bit got a round of Long Island iced teas at like 2 a.m. somewhere. I fell in a planter.
I full on
fell and like had like a huge bruise.
Yeah, I used to be this guy.
Happen to me with Irish car bombs.
Oh, that's the only time I've ever thrown up on a bar.
Yeah, there was like a group of people I would hang out with that occasionally would be like, you know what would be funny if we all did car bombs? And I was like the youngest one, and like.
Yeah.
We were all like,
let's get some dairy.
We were all like
into this.
And around comedy, and I was the newest. So I,
some clotted cream.
So I felt, I always felt like I had to be like, I always felt like I had to be like, yeah, totally, totally, totally. I'd love to do car bombs with you. And then I would do it, and I'd immediately, every time I'd immediately get the spins.
Yeah.
As soon as I finished drinking it, I'd get the spins. And then I'd have to go throw up. And then I would come back to the hang, like, hey, like nothing happened. But I mean, they're all fucking fucked up too.
Yeah. It's just
I'm walking
just blood. There's blood all over my teeth.
It's like Santa. I'm like, oh.
Milk, vomit, and blood all over your
face. The cool thing about alcoholism is towards the end, I was throwing up every morning, and it was always blood.
I never got, and I never threw up. Like, that was just, I literally threw up in the morning.
I never did.
I never did anything.
I learned how to make myself do it hands free.
You're a sick bitch.
Just thinking about what you've done.
Yeah.
No, the trick is you put your head in the toilet and think about what you're breathing in.
Oh, yeah, that does
Do
work.
You hold your hands and fists like behind you, like a superhero?
No, I hold the bottom of the toilet bowl like it's my little baby.
Yeah.
And then I fucking.
Let it rip.
Yeah, dude.
And I had, no, this is just a sober podcast.
Yeah, I love it.
My thing was like the way I had it was like I never had to like drink every day or anything. I would, and I was like good with it where I wouldn't go out. It turned into a thing. This was part of the problem too, is like I knew if I went out, I was going to get wasted.
Yeah.
So I would only go out if I knew that I didn't have anything to do the next day or whatever. So it wasn't like interrupting shit. And then, but I would be out. I would it just was like once I got a few, because also that's the thing is people are like, don't you wish you could have a couple drinks? And I'm like, this is the most fucked up part of it. The feeling of being like two to four beers deep, I hate feeling like
that. You want to cross
the
threshold.
I just feel
slow
and dumb. I want my brain to be fully shut off, which is something I'm discussing in therapy. But, and so I would be, and this is the thing people didn't know, so I'd go out, stay until four, probably go to somebody's apartment after or whatever. I would get home.
I've gone to your apartment after. Like, wow, this is not a group of people
that I've ever met.
Yeah, like it, I'd be like, well, Eli and I are friends, but these four other people are not our friends.
I had this weird, there was a guy with a ponytail sitting in my computer staring at me. And I was like, get out of my computer chair.
You can't have guys in ponytails and computer chairs.
So I'd go home and I'd log on, I'd play online games and keep drinking. And I would get like chat banned from these online games. I'm just railing on people.
Yeah.
And then that's what led to the weirdest, like, I don't know if you have like a drink where it's like, if you smell it or whatever.
Gin.
And for whatever reason, for me, it was because this is where I was by at the gas station across the street where I was friends with the graveyard shift guy.
Yeah, this all stinks,
Kieran Ichiban. For whatever reason, when I was shit-faced, I wanted Kieran Ichiban, and I can't go near it
It's
anymore.
Very high alcohol content.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, I never knew that part of it.
That was one of my first relapse drinks.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I have like one of my weird ones is I hate the smell of White Claw, which is so like subtle. Like it doesn't really smell like alcohol, but it was always like when I like had the shakes in the morning, I would like drink a White Claw because I was in so deep that I was like, this like isn't booze.
Right. Yes, I know exactly
you know?
That thought.
This
like,
is
it's
like
fruit
a tonic.
Juice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like,
Healing
and I'll just
tonic.
Have this.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it's like kombucha basically. 100%.
Yeah. And sometimes now I'll drink a non-alcoholic seltzer that I'm like, that's too close. Like, it's like the fakeness is too...
Well, they sell one, which is insane to me.
Yeah.
There's an NA White Claw.
I know.
And it's like...
Why would I do that?
It's just seltzer. There's already,
full
like,
circle.
Way better.
By the way, the dog's head is on the table, resting.
She's taking a nap.
Softly.
She doesn't
I'm
care for this.
Freak out.
I know. It's so cute.
Freak
it's
out.
Crazy.
This is why people are like, aren't you sad you can never leave your apartment? I'm like, sometimes, but then she puts her head on the table, and then I'm...
Sorry.
Wait, so... This is Respectfully Podcast, and I would love to get your hot take since you are a fun bitch.
Hit that shit.
Hit that shit.
My Respectfully, I don't. Have you been warned? I ran it by Liz.
I have not been warned.
But I told you it was good.
No, this is a thing that, respectfully, long apologies are selfish.
Yes! That's what it was. And it is a good one.
Oh my God.
You. I fucking hate
Thank
it.
You. Go off, and then I have something to say.
I have something to say too.
When somebody gets, okay, if you want to apologize, I will take it. And it's not like I'm not going to forgive you or whatever.
Yes.
Apologize, get to the point, get out.
Yep.
If you're sending me this, you go, I'm sorry, I fucked up. Good, we're done. Yes. Then you go, it's just that, the month, and this has been happening.
God.
It's like, and now you want me to comfort you or whatever. And it's like, no, it's like, just apologize for fucking up. Don't give me a billion reasons why it's actually okay that you fucked up.
Yes.
Because if we're friends, I'll forgive you, and it doesn't matter why.
Yes. 100%.
And then now it's like, it's taking up my time. Now I'm spending half
hold
an hour.
Space for this fucking loser.
And if it's a long apology and you go, it's okay, I understand. You know there's another one coming. And it's like, well, now your apology has turned into me just like doing therapy for you.
Yes.
It's like, just That's say what I was gonna, sorry, it, man.
A long apology, it's okay, I understand, I forgive you, is not going to be enough for that person.
Yeah.
So now I have to be like, yeah, that sounds really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also did that.
I can
relate
to that.
Like, whatever. It sucks. Also, this is similar. I had someone, this person might hear this.
I'll give you a moment. And it's very funny. This literally, after I'd already told you I was going to do this, it came up on a TV show and it was the funniest character. I'm a fan of The Blacklist because I like to watch the shows that everyone's mom and dad.
I love The Blacklist.
Reddington, baby. Yeah.
I'm not into The Blacklist, but I am into shows moms and dads watch.
Yeah,
I love,
you should watch
The Blacklist.
I love a mom and dad show.
The Blacklist
is great.
Network and everyone's TV. Like, Reddington's a stupid name. His name is Raymond Reddington.
I like Suits.
Blacklist is a cousin.
I loved Suits.
Yeah. As someone who loves like Monster of the Week stuff too, this is another like respectful thing I've talked about with people is like, I hate when there's a show that's like, it's like when I watch X-Files and they're like, oh, let's talk about the relationship between Mulder and Scully. No, where is the monster?
Yes.
Show me the fluke.
And
so Blacklist, every episode is just somebody off the Blacklist who's a bad guy.
It's so sad.
Oh, I like this. I'm going to watch
formulaic and it's like milk.
So
I like
that. You know, I can't remember her name off the top. The cleaner that works for Red.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
it's like
I can't
this cool-ass fucking woman
older
who
lady,
cleans up
yeah,
when there's a murder and she shows up.
She's like Dutch or something?
I think she's just like
just
stern.
Old, yeah. Stern, yeah.
There's literally that. Like I hadn't planned for it, and it was a pretty bad thing because one of her friends got killed.
Yeah.
And then somebody apologized for it, which is crazy, but they apologized and then they did a long apology and she just goes, you just want me to clean this up too. She's like, you want me to.
Yeah.
She's like,
yes,
you
queen.
Want me?
Yes. Tea queen.
She's like, everyone just wants me to make them everything go away. She's
like,
oh, sit in it. Sit in. And that's
sit in your
honestly
diaper.
Part of like, part of the apology is sitting in it.
Yes.
And just so, and I'm like a forgiving person. I don't like if you apologize to me, we're 90% of the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we're good.
Same.
But you don't need to go into it.
There's I'm going to say what it was because it's happened to me with a bunch of people. So it's not just about this one person.
Nice.
But somebody recently came up to me and was like, and this is similar. This is not an apology, but it is very close. Somebody came up to me and was like, hey, I feel like lately I've noticed that maybe you don't like me. I've noticed that I sort of feel like you're blowing me off. So they're saying this to me.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of feel like you're blowing me off whenever you see me. Did I do something to make...
I got this recently,
too. Yeah.
This is every comedian's brain.
Yeah.
So
the
yeah.
thing is, me and this person have no relationship,
right?
We have no relationship.
Yeah.
So then I was like, hey, it has nothing to do with you. I just am like, I have a lot going on.
Yeah.
I have my own stuff going on. I'm sorry that I didn't notice that you felt blown off by me. And then the therapy session, it turned into a thing.
Yeah.
It turned into like legitimately like a 40-minute conversation.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Where I'm repeating myself. And that's why it reminded me, because the apology thing, you just saying I forgive you over and over again. All I'm doing is going, yeah, again, no hard feelings. I'm sorry.
Like the end goal is basically you saying it was never a deal in the first place. Where it was, you fucked up.
Yes.
And I'm like, but all you have to do is say sorry, and then you go, all right, you understand that what you did was fucked up or whatever.
Yeah.
We can move on and talk about something else. But like, but like, oh, you got to make it better for me. No,
dude,
I don't.
And this idea that I like owe everybody warmth. Who's in the same room as me?
Comedy, where you're always in a room with 50 people.
Also, the only place I ever see this person is at my show, where I'm at work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like in the middle. I'm very much in the middle of something.
Yeah.
sorry. Oh my God, I didn't walk up to you and welcome you to the bar show.
Yes.
Fuck off, yeah. Dude. Yeah.
I got this.
I hope you don't listen to this. Sorry.
I'm also. Oh, go ahead.
When you get it in a text form,
yeah,
and then they ask you to jump on the phone, and I'm like, barely get on the phone with my own mother. Yeah. I'm getting on the phone with you.
Also, what do you have to say that's not in the text?
I know.
My recent calls is purely delivery numbers. That's it. Yeah. The only time I'm on the phone is when somebody's delivering food.
There's also like. If you're an ex to someone,
got it,
and they do that, if you're an ex to someone and they do that, maybe I'm being weird because I don't want to be around you. Maybe we leave it.
We talked about this a little bit on the last episode, but it's like, if someone's broken up with you, that was them saying, I don't want you in my life.
Yes.
You don't need to send me a big apology. Yeah. Don't want you in my life.
Also the weird like I've had where someone's like, we can be friends, and then I'll just be... We don't have to be.
We don't have to be.
We can just continue along as two humans that don't interact.
100% we do not have to be friends, dude. That one of my friends recently was telling me that one of their friends got sober and was doing like amends, which is great. Mm. Awesome. Yeah. But this person made everyone come to a coffee shop and meet them there.
Oh, fuck off.
Fuck off, dog. You don't get to hold office hours at a coffee shop where you have a rotating door of people you've wronged and you get to be like, sorry. Like, that makes me think that if I get to the coffee shop and Andrea's leaving as I'm walking in, I go, well, this means nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
This means you just cleared a Saturday and you're knocking them all out.
First.
Yeah.
Run them, run through it.
Fuck you, dude. Give me a short, succinct, personalized apology.
Yes.
Also, like, it's everything. It's like professionally, too. Like, when I've had jobs and stuff, like, I mean, especially when I was like drinking too much and I had a job or whatever. Yeah. I would be fucking late sometimes because that was the life I was living.
Yeah.
And it's like,
rock and
you
roll.
Would be fucking surprised how much better it is if you to your boss and you're late, you're like, I fucked up. I overslept.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
And when you start telling stories, that's when they truly start to despise you.
Yeah.
And you'll get a talking to. Eventually they'll be like, you got a fucking dialogue.
Yeah.
But they're not going to be like,
piss in my back and tell me it's raining.
You know, another like dentist emergency or some shit, you know, when they know it's
I said that about this podcast.
Yeah, but you had it. They didn't fix it.
I want your opinion on this because this like strikes up a thought in my mind. If you say you're in a relationship, maybe early on, someone cheats on you like one time.
No way. No chance in sweet hell.
Would you rather say they're like, fuck, mistake. I know what I want now. Like, and it's like within like the first 2 months. Do you want to know or do you not want to know?
Well, I have follow up questions.
Okay.
Are we only seeing each other?
At this juncture, yes. It's the beginning of the only seeing each other time.
But the conversation's been had.
The conversation's been had that we're not sleeping with other people.
Yes.
It's almost worse.
Are we having sex without sex without condoms?
No.
We're using condoms.
We're using condoms.
Were they fucked up?
I think so, yeah.
Yes.
I'm like, you're adding all this stuff. Yes.
But all the stuff matters. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because if you like, if it was like noon and you like went and fucked some chick without a condom and then fucked me right after without one, that is way different.
The way I'm seeing it, thank you for the clarifying questions.
Yeah.
Early into monogs, they were drunk or like, you know, drunk.
Some extenuating circumstance.
Yes. They wore condoms and you guys wore condoms and they were like, fuck, mistake, I'm an idiot. Do you want to know?
I think
if they're not going to do it again, like not that you can know this, but if it's,
but in this hypothetical, you can guarantee that they're not going to do it again.
Exactly.
I think I'd want to know at least, but like, I think I could probably forget. It's also weird. Like I haven't had like a lot of relationships. Basically, I think it's because I grew up as an only child. So like,
yeah, you love being alone. Yeah.
I'm good. Like, it has to. I don't date casually because I'm like, this has to be. You have to be better than me, not having to be anywhere and chilling and like doing
shit at home.
My husband
is like this.
Yeah.
So it's
a lot of boys are like this.
Yeah. I'm like, and then that plus the Zoloft means I also don't need casual sex. Yeah. So I'm just like. Do you want to get married? Like,
That's cool. You guys should DM Eli. He hates sex. Yeah. You love that. Women hate sex, famously. We always have a headache.
Yeah.
And he wants to get married. Women love getting married.
And he's got a cute little dog.
And he's got a cute little Iggy. Dude, Women hate sex and love Mary.
Well, dude, that's the thing is the dog with the separate. Like I was telling somebody, it's not, I'm not comparing myself to that struggle, but it feels like I'm like a single mom because I'm like, I got to get a sitter. All right.
Yeah. Yes.
So don't fuck around.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't waste my time.
I'm paying someone to watch her to go to a date.
To answer your question, I do. I do think I want to know because I don't want to be with that person.
Yeah.
I don't care that you're not going to do it again. I don't want to be with someone who's like so out of control of their own life that they will cheat on me.
Yeah.
That like sucks, you know?
Hypothetically, too, the way you said it is like, you were like, you just got monogamous. I'm like, that's almost worse to
me. Yes, yeah.
Because if it had been like the thing where it's like 10 years and you're like, you and got the fucking freaks. You got,
You got or the, like you were thinking about proposing to me and you flipped out.
But it's like, to do that, where you like, we just agreed.
You just declared just, that I'm special.
It's just clear that you don't give a shit about it.
Yeah.
What if 10 years? What if like married 15?
Yeah, I don't want to know.
Then the sex is a little dried up or you're having a weird patch and they just have a fucking thing.
Then I don't want to know because this is like my family and my life.
Right.
Like if you're actually never going to do it again.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't have to ruin everything. You don't have to ruin my whole life.
It's a classic like ski instructor situation. Yeah.
Because then
I'm like. It's like a ski instructor they had for lessons when you were in like Vail. So you know you're never going to be in Vail again.
And I would prefer it wasn't full sex. Maybe it was like a smooch.
Frottage, frottage.
Yeah.
I kind of want full sex because I'm like, at least you got full sex.
I want it to be like it was going to be full sex. Yeah. And then you were like, I love my wife.
Okay. Yeah. Because
I was like, if they just kissed and stopped, that's like more
romantic.
I want it to be like,
that's why I needed to be heading towards full sex. And then you go, what am I doing? I know that my wife sucks, but she's the love of my life. I'm at home sucking. Yeah. I'm at home being like, where are you? I'm a nightmare to love. But if that's the case, I don't want to know because it's like, I will leave.
That's
I will leave.
Because I don't want to have to leave.
Now I have to get a new house and like kill the kids or whatever you do. I don't know what you do.
Match.com.
Well, you can get their house. You can just, just split it up like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I want to, but early, I want to know because that just makes me think that like, even if you're never going to cheat on me again, you are going to do something weird.
Yeah, you're capable of weird things.
And I don't care for that. My, obviously like everybody, my boyfriend was like sort of seeing other people when we first met, like
slut,
very like one or two dates, you know, I wasn't because I was going through a hard time. Mm-hmm. So I get to be like, It was always you.
Even though you're like, I just was dead inside.
Yeah, I just got out of an abusive relationship and one of my best friends died. Yeah. And everyone in my life had to force me to go on a date with my boyfriend to get me out of your house where I was babysitting your cat.
Hey.
Yeah.
Anyway, I get to be like, it's always been you, but you slut, you were fucking around town.
It's fun to lord things over people.
It's fun to lord things over.
Things in the back pocket. And it's like mutually assured destruction. You gotta have the nukes.
And his is when he asked me to be his girlfriend, I said no.
Ooh.
So we both have a little thing where we go, you whore.
Yeah.
You stupid whore.
You almost ruined us.
Yeah. But I also said, I was like, no, and also don't fuck anyone else. And at the time, even he went, what are you in high school? And I went, yeah. He goes, you want to be.
Yes.
He goes, you want to be exclusive, and I went. I thought people still did that. Anyway,
I mean, it's like that, like saying girlfriend. You want to be my girlfriend?
Yeah.
And like,
I was. I was just getting triggered by the word girlfriend. I was like, whatever. Yeah. But anyway, it was the same thing. I was like, what do you want to tell me what to do?
Yeah.
But
sending a text, you're like, okay, do you think you'd want to officially be boyfriend, girlfriend? All right, back to doing fucking taxes is crazy.
Yeah, it wasn't a text. Like, it was like a,
from my experience.
Yeah. He was being like, hey, I'm taking this very seriously.
Thunder.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Ominous.
Thunder. But he was being like, I'm all in. In my head, you're my girlfriend. Where I'm in.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm not ready. And then literally a week later, I went to his birthday party with all of his friends. And they were all like, are you Eli's girlfriend? Different Eli.
Yeah.
They were all like, are you Eli's girlfriend? And I was like, yeah. What am I going to be like? What am I going to be like? Actually, we're like doing this thing where I have issues. So I said no, but we're not fucking other people. And, you know, like that's so dumb. But anyway, yeah. My point was.
We're coddling my issues.
I'm making him do a lot of emotional work so that I don't have to.
But please like me as the new woman in
his
life.
But please like me. Also, stop confusing me with the last woman. All of them were like, we've met before. And I was like, I assure you we have not. Yeah. Anyway.
I would like to say the words like, if I'm dating somebody, it's usually the only person, but it's not out of like, it feels weird because then it sounds like you're like a little, you're like, I think of you every night and I have a little gilded photo.
Yeah.
But it's really, it's just like, I don't want to go on fucking more dates than I have to.
I hate going on dates. If I'm going on dates with you, I'm not going on dates with someone else because I hate going on first dates. But also I was kind of obsessed with him.
Did I tell you, like, I feel like I've been fairly lucky with dates because my bar is like, I won't go on a date unless I'm feeling pretty good about it.
Yeah.
But I finally went on one that I was like, oh, that's what people talk about when they say bad date.
Oh, really?
Not the level of, like, a crime happened, you know, like, not that kind of
thing. Fuck my drag.
You didn't tell your story. You didn't kill this lady.
I don't know, we're, like, good on time, but it was, like, one of the worst dates. It was crazy bad.
Yeah.
It was so bad. She agreed to it. And then not only that, but she was like out of town for like 2 weeks. So it was like, you had time. And I think maybe she just felt bad after 2 weeks. And she's like, let's still do it. Oh. We go. Oh. She sits down. The first thing she says to me, she like plops her back down. And she goes, so what's your story? And I was like, good God.
Diva.
And I'm trying to talk to her. I'm trying to talk to her. And it's like all this stuff. And she's like, I'm drowning. But also I'm like, I'm happy to go home. But I can't right away.
Yeah. So like her life was too stressful?
No, she just was like, had no interest in having a conversation with her.
Oh, but you mean you were conversationally drowning?
Yeah.
I thought you meant she was saying. No.
And so I'm like, she had on her like profile, she liked to go to shows. I was like, you like go to shows? Like, what kind of music do you listen to? And she goes, I mean, I just go to so many shows. I can't give anything specific. And I was like, cool. Like, I was just getting deflected. It was so bad that at one point, I both went to the bathroom just to sit there for 10 minutes because it was such a bad conversation. Yep. And then an hour in, I thought this was good. I go outside, I like vape or something. I come back in and I go, hey, I don't want to be weird, but it feels like this isn't
working. Great move.
I'm cool. Like, do we just want to fucking call it?
Yeah.
And she goes, what are you talking about? And I was like, just feels like this is not going. I feel like we're just two people having a conversation. And I was like, cool. So I'm there for another hour.
No.
Still talking. But at which
point. It is crazy of you to not be like, well, actually, I am going to leave.
Yeah. Well, at that point,
but
I
get
like,
it because you're like a nice guy. Yeah. But like.
And she just threw a crazy wrench in there.
I feel like we're just two people having a conversation.
Was like,
by the way, I am kind of obsessed with this diva, unfortunately. But I do think she's a bad person. But I would like watch a girl style show about her life.
I'd love to watch someone do this.
I had a bit, but I don't do it very often. But it was like. I was like, this is the thing I've said to someone that has said that I'm on a bad date more than anything, any sentence I've ever said, which is, so what drew you to the clarinet? I was like, I was that deep in the bag. And
yes, dude.
The producer is snorting.
Yes, brother.
But she's talking, and then I had this exchange that I remember, and...
Big pop out of Sean. Yeah. Big pop out of producer Sean.
So we're going, I'm going off everything. I'm desperate. Like, drowning is really specific. Like, I'm clinging and everything is sinking with
me. Dear life.
And so there's other stuff. I did a couple things that I remembered. One was the reason I'd gone out with her, the like thing on her profile, I'd been like, oh, you're funny, was like, what's something you're scared of or unreasonable fear you have? And it was butterflies. Like, I don't like their flight pattern or whatever.
Okay. Yeah, I'd be like, kooky fun girl.
Yeah. So I go, so I remember you said, you don't like, but you're scared of butterflies or whatever. It's like, so what is it? Is it they're just like too random or something like that? And she goes, well, it's an unreasonable fear, so it doesn't make sense.
Aww.
And I was like, I'm going to fucking relapse right now.
She's losing me. I want to be on her side, but she's losing me.
This is like libertarian stuff.
After all this, I'm just, at this point, I'm done, and I'm just, like, not trying to impress it. I'm just literally, like, talking about, just talking.
There is a turn that happens on a first date where you go, well, it's the Eli show now, and I can say whatever I want, and it doesn't matter, because this sucks, and I'll never see you again.
And there are a couple other choice things. One was somehow, I'm just talking, and so it comes up. And I'm like, it's like those kids that used to burn ants on the playground with a magnifying glass.
Yeah.
See how both of you guys said yeah, because that's a thing everybody knows. She goes, what is that? And I go, you know, the kids. And she, I've never heard of that in my life.
So confrontational. I hate
this. It was crazy. It was like I'd wronged her and she did this to me.
I do know what happened. She's gone on a million bad Hinge dates.
Yeah.
And she showed up. Fault? I know. Yeah. You're right. But she showed up being like, it was an errand.
Yeah.
Being like, here we fucking go. Another one of these guys.
Which
and
is
gave
the vibe.
You zero chance. That is a person who has to take a break from dating.
Yes. Yes.
Which you have to take a break.
But that the crazy part is like that I got. The reason that I was like, what threw me into the spiral is when I was like, let's call it. And she
yes,
wasn't
that's
like
crazy.
That.
Crazy.
And also this is it.
But that's because every date she goes on is bad and confrontational. So she was like, this is a date.
Yeah. Everything's bad. And also this bar is 2 blocks from my house. I could be home so fast.
Yeah.
So that was one. Then the aunt thing, she's like, no, I've never heard of that in my life. And I was like, you never had like a, you know, the kid that like messes with. And she goes, well, when I was younger, me and my friends used to pull worms apart. And I was like, what?
Whoa.
That's a whole different thing.
Okay, I'm back.
Yeah.
I'm back. Thing, I like her again.
Again, that was the like most interesting thing. Yeah. That I was like, okay, maybe we have something here. And then
you lost me at
again,
clarinet. You
talking.
Pulled me back.
You
in
got
with
me at
worms.
So the butterfly thing, after she's like, oh, it's just unreasonable. So there's nothing behind it. And I go, well, I'm scared of horses. And she goes, why are you scared of horses? And I was like, well, like, just because. Oh, what was the exact wording she used? Because I go, I just don't like them because they're so big and they're like very powerful. And I feel like people don't give them the respect that they
agreed.
Deserve.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she goes, I don't think that's true. Just
great.
Straight up.
Great.
And I'm like, well, I think I literally was like borderline like, well, fuck me.
Yeah.
At
yeah.
that point.
And then
yeah.
she was like, I think most of the people I know who have horses are very like careful around them. And I was like, what are we
sorry
even
to offend your fucking
about?
Horse friends, lady. Yeah. Jesus fuck.
So the only good part of the day was that the guy next to me at the bar said he liked my shirt.
Nice.
There you go.
You should
I
kiss
he just
him.
Saw me.
Do you
want to
hang out?
Yeah. Or I like went to the bathroom and he like talked to her for a while and he was like, buddy, you need to pick
yeah.
me up.
Yeah.
Like,
I'll say this too. I love what you did being like, hey, I feel like this isn't really going anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, I think if you are a person who's having trouble dating right now, you might not be, maybe you're not being honest enough on dates.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're giving people too many chances. And I don't even mean they're fucking up. Like, I was doing this where I'd have no chemistry with someone.
Yeah.
And I'd go on 3 dates with them and then we'd both ghost each other. I would have saved myself so much time and energy and like, I stop myself from being this girl.
Yeah.
If I had just been like, hey, this feels like it's not, you seem like a fine person, but whatever.
Yeah.
And also, I think that I came really close to biffing my first date with my boyfriend because I hadn't, the two people I dated before him, I didn't go on first dates with. We just sort of started hanging out.
Yeah.
I hadn't been on a first date in over a year. So when we went on our first date, I was so nervous in a way I didn't expect to be. And so when we first started talking, there was zero chemistry.
Yeah.
Because I was being so weird.
Yeah.
And so we like get to this restaurant and we sit down and I just went, I'm really nervous. I went, I haven't been on a date in a long time
though.
And I'm
that's
really nervous.
So
and then
cute.
Immediately we had chemistry because I said it.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you nervous? And he went, not really, but I get it. And
that's
then it,
so
and now
cute.
We're at this place where we're being honest.
Yeah.
Instead of me being like, haha, that is funny. And also, here's what I think,
yeah.
which is what I was doing before,
yeah.
you know? Like, try for a month. Try being like a notch away from brutally honest. You
yeah.
don't have to tell people
yeah.
they're ugly. You don't have to tell them they smell bad. But just try it. Just try being like, and man, I really like you and it's freaking me out. Try
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
See what happens.
For sure.
And like the other thing is like, so that I don't like think she's a bad person or anything like that. And it's not even a thing where I'm like,
the
hey,
worms,
you're not ready
though.
To do this
the worms,
right now.
Yeah. The worms.
It's like, but I'm not, it's even if it's something that's like, it's not me trying to be like, I don't think you're in a space where you can date right now. It's also just like, hey, maybe we don't. Fucking like
yes.
we just don't match.
Yeah.
There's people don't like fucking pizza. So like, what
yeah.
are you gonna do? Like, it's not. Don't take it as a thing. It's like we're just not.
And think about it this way: there are plenty of people in my life that are my friends who I love, who I would
never date.
Date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And on paper, I think they're
except
attractive.
For you, I
know you're in love
you.
With me. It's so weird. Like, if you showed me a picture of this person and I didn't know them, I'd say that's an attractive person.
Yeah.
You know? If you, I think they're funny, I think they're smart, I think they're nice. For whatever reason, I go, that's my cousin.
And sexy.
And sexy. And
sexy.
And spicy.
This is my hot, sexy cousin.
Yeah. But it's like, that could be us.
Yeah.
But we just don't need to be friends because we have friends. But, like, they're just, it's just not there.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
And I was like, I mean, I'm... Like, I have so little patience for, especially this age, it's like, I am very, like, just say everything. So even, like, the last person I dated, I literally, because I don't date a lot.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to deal with, like...
What's that
I hate,
about?
Yeah, I hate... there's nothing I hate more than uncertainty, which is, like, backed up where I, like, read something where they were, like, the human brain is attacked by it. Like, it's, like, the worst thing. So I literally, when we started dating, I go, hey, I don't date a lot, so I don't totally, like, if I'm just not... If I'm doing it weird, like tell me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, if I'm texting too much or something, I'm like, I just tell me what I'm, you know, don't bottle something in.
And if that person likes you and accepts you
for
who you are,
there's no such thing as texting too much.
Yeah. They'll enjoy you for who you are.
I told my boyfriend the other day, I go, you know, you can double text me, because he never does.
Hilarious.
And I was like, do you think that I'm going to think you're like too into me? Because we live in the same house. And he was like, no, I just like think you're busy. And I was like, oh, could it be the other thing? I kind of wanted it to be the other
thing.
I'm
intimidating.
Yeah.
You're like, actually, yeah, I am really busy with my career. You're right. So
actually buzz off, dude.
Yeah, don't do that.
Meanwhile, I'm like sending him little pictures of like two hamsters and being like, is this us?
Oh, is this us?
Yeah. I'm a girl.
Lizzie's a love bug.
I'm a girl at the end of the day.
Yeah, the end of the day.
Yeah.
Well, folks. Let's get some plugs in there.
Oh,
Let's get
Iggy Plug.
Iggy Plug. Iggy
Plugs. Lick the microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can catch, I do a podcast with my friends Patty Mo and Kath Barbadoro called She's Ready to Go.
Oh,
what a time to be alive.
Great
pod. It comes out once a
great
week.
Great pod.
Thank you.
I was on it once.
You were.
So if you need an in. If you need an in, you could listen to the episode I'm on and start there, and then be like, "Wow, these people are so funny."
Long running pod, dude. It's been a long time.
We're
right?
about to have our 400th episode in like
congratulations,
a week or so.
Dude.
Yeah. Long ass time.
Yeah,
picking a podcast that is somewhat topical. None in the can. Record every week.
Wow,
we're putting it out there.
Wow, week is we?
And then I have a special coming out called Humble Offering coming out on Cracked Comedy Club's YouTube on August 23rd, Saturday.
And I was there when he taped it, and it is very good.
It's good.
And if you listen, if you've listened to this podcast before, you'll notice that sometimes someone plugs their special, and we don't say anything.
Yeah.
Okay. I've never said it was bad, but I'm saying it's good. Okay?
I wasn't there, but I bet you it's fucking good.
It was really good.
Watching it because Eli's a fantastic comedian. Hey, so
watch
funny.
It.
I stole one of your jokes once, and then told you.
Yeah, you did.
You did that to me too.
Yeah.
I have had my jokes stolen.
I stole a lot.
I steal your joke in conversation all the time, but I give you credit for it. The one about serial killers. Watch the special to find out what it is in there.
Wait, what did I steal of yours?
Dating an older guy. You're doing crowd work, and there was an age gap relationship.
Yeah.
And you did like, you like started doing my joke, and then you just did like the 3-minute bit I have about it.
Did I?
And then you called me and you were like, here's what I did. And I was like, yeah, whatever. Like, yeah.
I think it's because a lot of my jokes are not like super personal. Like, they get stolen. Like, what you do happens to me kind of. I'm sure a friend of the Casey James Salengo once texted me. He goes, I think I stole one of your jokes. And I was like, well, what joke is it? What did you say? And he told me, and I'm like, yeah, that's my joke.
Yeah.
And he was like, is that okay? And I was like, well, I mean, you can't keep doing it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Okay that you did it, but I'm not giving it to
you. You like osmosis into my brain. The line was, the streets of Brooklyn are running white with cum.
Oh, yeah.
And it just went into my brain, and I liked it so much. And then I said it, and I was like, fuck, I got to tell
Eli. I take that as a compliment, though, too.
It's
a great line. I like to write stuff out. And so it's like, oh, it's just catchy phrases and stuff. I don't do that bit on the special, sadly.
Ugh.
That was.
I guess you guys will have to watch the next
one.
I'll
be doing it on my special.
Yeah. I didn't claim it.
Lizzie, where can they find you? Follow you.
Follow me on Instagram at Lizzie Cassidy. Listen to my other podcast, Close Calls, and you know, whatever.
Whatever.
Oh, my show, Every Wednesday in Brooklyn at 9. I forgot.
Also, shout out to Gabby, who came to see us at Flophouse Comedy
Club. Oh, yeah.
Great to meet you. Great boyfriend.
Yes. Lesbian boyfriend.
Lesbian boyfriend. Love to see it. Dead dad.
Lesbian boyfriend. Dead dad. Demographic.
Love it.
I have one more thing. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
September.
Do you remember?
September 26th and 27th. I'm headlining Don't Tell Comedy community in Chicago. Go to their website to get tickets. My name might not be on it because it's supposed to be a secret, but it's the 26th and 27th, 8 p.m. Go to that if you're in Chicago.
Go see Lizzie. She's fantastic. Follow me at AndreaComedy69 across all platforms, and as always, subscribe to our YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Follow me on Instagram at Yahoo Toolbar.
Great follow. And
yeah.
Very funny.
I think I might change it to Humble Offering, but I change it a lot. It's not very professional of me.
We'll
but
put
Yahoo
it on
Toolbar
there.
Just look up fucking Eli Uden.
Yeah.
He's the best. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.